Sybil.
A great day in Chicago. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
I feel like I moved here, Sybil. I really do. We've never been 2 days in any place on the road.
I know. Love it. We'll be in Grand Rapids tonight.
Yeah, love it.
And from Chicago and on the road with us, Damon Williams and Seriously Ignorant News.
Yes, in the building.
Yeah.
Turning up on a Tuesday.
And Seriously Ignorant News is coming up this hour.
Yes.
All right.
What a yesterday, huh?
Ma'am, previously on the Time Joining Morning Show, we had two parties.
Yes, we did. We really did, man.
We went to the Majestic
in
Casino
in Gary,
Indiana.
What a nice lunch. That was lovely.
I knew you couldn't make it, Blair.
He tried.
So when I came back from vacation, Jay said, "That's it.
I'm not going to eat fried chicken or drink sodas."
And he lasted a day.
Until we got to
It wasn't even a day.
It
wasn't even a full day.
He was serious, too. He was serious. And he jokes a lot, I know. But this time, didn't you see it?
No.
You didn't believe
him? No, I knew this.
You didn't believe he was trying?
I knew it was in his heart. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he really wanted to stop eating chicken.
Okay, then yes.
Fried chicken. Yeah.
And so as soon as we walked into that,
we turned the corner.
You could smell that fried chicken.
You could smell it in the parking lot, man. And you could smell it in Chicago before we got to Gary.
And my man just crumbled.
I need a 12-step program.
That's a 12-piece.
Did you start with just the crust? Say, nah, yeah, I ain't gonna eat no more. Couple crumbs, then bit on in.
I lost it, man.
He lost it, man. Next thing you know, he was down to the bone marrow. The bone marrow.
The Mara.
Yeah. We had a good time. It was so nice yesterday.
Yeah.
People came out.
The mayor of Gary was there.
The mayor. Little
lovely.
Jane Brown.
Yeah.
Little Jane Brown. That's right.
Little Jane.
Back in the day.
He was serious about being Jane Brown.
He just didn't start. I mean, back in the day when I was working, when I was working in Chicago.
You all have history.
Yeah. He comes to all my sets.
Mm-hmm.
And he do the James Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really good.
And he's a good James Brown.
He's a good James Brown.
Yeah. Especially now that James is gone. He's
really
good.
Compared to, right?
He's the best one out.
he's great.
One alive, yeah.
The best one alive. There's another James Brown listening to someplace. Nothing. No, he ain't.
Right. Challenge.
And we're probably going to see him in Grand Rapids or Flint.
Exactly.
But you
we're going to see a James Brown probably in Grand Rapids. And or Flint.
We know we'll see one in Flint. Oh, my God. In Flint? That's the Jericho capital of the world, man.
They better bring the A game because this one stood on his head. He did front flips, back flips, splits.
Yeah, man.
All right. You've been warned. I've known him for years.
Yes.
I've known him
you
for years.
You all have history.
Yeah.
And want to give a shout out to the Mullins. And we had other people who were there. Who are on the cruise or at family reunion. The Mullins come every year, and they are, you know, real supporters of the foundation and buying art at the auction and what have you. So I want to give a shout out.
It was really great.
Then we had a happy hour reception
from given by one of our sponsors of the Time Tour. And that's Homewood Suites.
Yes.
And they laid it out.
That was nice.
Laid it out.
Some kind of nice.
News lady from Fox.
I had my TV crush. Yes, I did.
So yesterday, we were in here working, watching local Fox News in the morning.
Yes, Lord.
And her name is Darlene.
Darlene. I'm like, who is that? I've never paid that much attention to the news.
Oh, baloney.
Darlene.
Darlene Hill is the news
and she came
anchor.
To the party.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like, that's how you come to a party. Yeah. You know, hey, gotta go, bye-bye.
after she did line dances.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She line danced, worked up a sweat, and she said, I got to get up in the morning, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I almost stepped yesterday, player, but then they looked at me. I got the Chicago look.
He got caught up.
I got the Chicago look, man. It is not, first of all, Chicago, it is not nice the way you people treat people.
Why?
You can't step.
Why?
We're trying to learn.
Why, Damon? Why are you all like that?
It's a culture, man. It's,
I know it's a culture.
They like
but
that
why?
With me, though. I ain't even the best stepper, so I don't even step
you
in
said
Chicago.
It's a culture.
I step when I leave Chicago because they serious. It's a new one. You know, it's always a new one. Oh, that ain't the step. They looking at your feet. And you can fake it with your shoulders. And you have all the shoulders.
That's what I was doing. I'm standing in the corner again. I was like, it's just,
you can fake it. You can fake stepping with your shoulders, but the real Chicago stepping.
They are looking at your feet.
It's the feet. Yes. It is the feet.
And they will call you on it. What was that?
What was that you're doing? And you can be having the best time with what you know, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Your step.
That's your step.
But it ain't the step.
And then when you go somewhere and there's some Chicago steppers,
they still got it, man.
They think they got it, but I think they're more like Damon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because they probably live in Joliet. But they Chicago once they get out of it. Oh, I'm Chicago. That ain't the step either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm selective with my stepping in Chicago.
Thank
Trust
you, Chicago. They came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we get on the bus and we ride to Grand Rapids.
The GR.
Yeah.
And big ups to everybody at 106.3 locally here in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Floyd's from the GR.
Yeah.
You're
going to see
and
some
Mama
Mayweathers.
Floyd?
Yeah, you're going to see
Floyd?
Some.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I just hope we see Roger Mayweather. I ain't seen him in a while. That was the best corner man advice.
I don't think Roger can leave Las Vegas.
Oh.
He can't, huh?
I don't think so.
Are some things pending that...
I think that he might not be in Grand Rapids.
Okay. All right.
But they're other brothers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're other brothers, so hopefully we'll meet some of the Mayweathers.
So we're more likely to see El Chapo than Roger in Grand Rapids.
El Chapo could be on the stepper set. I'm with you on that, man.
All right. What's the latest on El Chapo? The latest is there's a $60 million pesos.
Which is $6 million.
Right. $3.8 million US.
Which is $3.8 million reward. Sybil, I'm reading this article and Jasmine,
it's fascinating.
Jasmine, reprint this. This article is they interviewed a guy who has written books about El Chapo.
Right.
El Chapo, by the way, did you know Chapo means short?
Yes.
And you can say that to his face? He's a different type of gangster, man.
He really is.
And he says he's been tracking El Chapo for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And first writing about him fictionally in the book The Power of the Dog. Mm-hmm. And most recently in 2001, Escape from Prison, about the escape from prison called The Cartel. And he believes...
This is the second time escaping.
This is the second time escaping.
Right.
And he believes that he didn't walk out of there. He didn't walk out of there through a tunnel. He walked out the front door, paid his bill like a hotel, got in a helicopter, and flew off.
Took his hotel mints and left.
Yeah. Did you know his cell was a suite?
Yeah, well, there was
a one bedroom.
He had a tub in there, player.
He has a one bedroom suite. He has a sitting area, a bathroom, a bedroom.
A man that comes, El Chapo will see you now. Yeah, kind of deal.
So this man says that El Chapo, he paid everybody.
So and that's why they love him. He's a folk hero. Basically.
He's not only a folk hero, but he knows he knows all of the corruption in the entire government. So it was more than just the warden involved in this.
So
it's more than just the chief of police is letting them make $1 billion in drug money.
The entire country of Mexico is afraid because of what could come out as a result of this. Now, like you just said, it's not the warden who has been fired.
No,
it goes all the way.
Well, Donald Trump said he'd whoop his behind if you. Yeah.
And then he ran and hid behind the FBI.
And that had to be a funny call. Guess who on the phone, y'all? Old trash talking Trump. Pick up line two.
You got to hear this.
Where did you hear this one?